Even in its blackness, the sky did not rest. Welcome to Let's Get Into It. We're here with Cole Stryker, who selected this book from which I read, which is Paul Auster's New York Trilogy. We read from the first of the trilogy. Is that the best one of the trilogy?
One is about a detective who slowly endures some kind of mental breakdown. Was that the one that you read from?
Correct.
City of Glass.
Cole Stryker is a writer, and Cole Stryker has an idea for a book loosely based on Paul Auster's story, City of Glass.
In a segment we like to call...
How about Inside the Writer's Studio? In this story, it's about a guy who's a detective and he's tailing someone and he throws himself into his work to the degree that he ignores his own life. And over time, he like neglects eating, sleeping, and to the point where he devolves into what you could then describe as being like a street person. And so I wanted to do something like that for like the modern age, about someone who's just an internet nerd basement dweller who depends on his parents for everything.
However, did you find people to research for this?
Well, I found plenty on the internet by looking at old archive 4chan threads. There's this trope on 4chan called post your battle stations, where people will submit photos of their like PC setup. And some of them are super elaborate and they have expensive ergonomic chairs. And then other people will post their battle stations. And it's like, the one that sticks with me is, you know how in houses there's a crawl space sometimes underneath the floor that like if you go down there, it's just dirt. Uh-huh. Well, there was one guy who had like a naked light bulb hanging from an extension cord, a laptop being powered by an extension cord, and a sleeping bag, literally just sleeping in the dirt under a house. And there was all this speculation in the thread wondering, like, do you think this is his parents' house? Or is he just literally living under some stranger's house in their crawl space? Either way, it makes me wonder, like, what happens in a person's life and their psychology that turns them into someone who's just completely alienated.
Do you think, like, the Chicken Tendies character?
Yeah. So he's totally an archetype. Should I go through
that is? Yeah, talk about Chicken Tendies guy.
So there's an archetype on 4chan and on the internet of this type of person. And a lot of people who hang out in those communities make fun of that person because they see something of themselves in this person.
It's this guy who like writes about how, I mean, everybody writes as is this character, where he's like, oh, mom like got me the wrong chicken tendies. There was the wrong barbecue sauce. So I screamed at her. Does he go Ree? Is that him?
I think that might be where Ree came from.
So I assume that this book is going to go great. I assume you're going to write it. It's going to be called Neckbeard and will be optioned for a movie.
Thank you.
That's going to be exciting.
That's going
to
be very exciting.
I would have to figure out what people would want to watch about this guy.
Sex sells? Yeah, just saying.
That's not happening in this person's life.
Maybe he starts out super sexy.
Film it over the course of 2 years. Make Christian, make Channing Tatum the lead, and then just have him slowly eat himself to death over 2 years.
Really?
Oscar
Tatum?
Bait.
Or do you think, I'm thinking more a Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, so we also have a segment dealing with movies. Hey, why is buttercup? We should do one for the film option of Neckbeard to start
Absolutely.
Off with.
Absolutely.
He was sexy, now he's not sexy, yells at his mom about chicken tendies.
Channing Tatum.
He wasn't sexy to begin with, though. Where are you getting that?
I'm getting that from Tim's brilliant idea.
It's from the big screen adaptation. Took it.
Tim added.
They got to sex it up for Hollywood.
You have to sex it up.
Oscar bait. We've been over this.
I was thinking that he would start unsexy and then become sexy.
How unsexy?
Doesn't that make more sense?
You explained the premise. You didn't explain. You
because he gets
backstory.
Thinner.
You never explained what happens in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like how Christian Bale gets more attractive in The Machinist because he's so scrawny.
It's like one of those Maury episodes where I was a nerd when I was in high school, and now look at me, I'm so hot.
Were you, Cole?
Yeah, I was geeky. I like to think of myself as sort of like the ringleader of the nerds. I was the most charismatic geek.
Did you wear a top
I hate to tell you this, but every single person in that ring of nerds thought they were leading that ring.
No one thinks they're the third nerd.
Yeah.
I always just look for the guy with the top hat. That's usually the ringleader.
Did you wear nerdy hats? What's your stance on hats?
I was kind of like a punk rock emo high schooler.
I feel like this should be a segment. What kind of high schooler were you?
I'm sort of embarrassed to admit it now. The memories that I have told you about already are middle school memories. I was homeschooled in high school. And so there was no social dynamic there to speak of.
Was that the ring of nerds that you were leading?
Right.
Mom and pop. Fucking dweebs.
All right. And I walked into it.
Taking their lunch money.
Hit me with all you got.
Did they bring a locker to stuff you into? Did they make you go outside for gym and beam you with jelly balls?
They stuffed me into the walk-in freezer.
This is a Snickers. It's not gross. This that I'm eating off the couch?
Oh, he's caddyshacking right now.
What's
reverse caddyshacking? You think it's a Snickers, but it's poop.
I've never watched Caddyshack.
It's the ultimate example of a movie that is so far removed generationally. Your dad thought it was the funniest movie ever.
Duck Soup.
Oh, I hate Duck
Soup.
Well,
I mean, Duck Soup is like 100 years old.
Duck Soup is overrated.
I think it's rated probably just about where it should be.
Yeah. Duck Soup. Some mumbles.
I mean, Duck All Soup right. has the excuse of being made in, what, the 40s?
Cool.
30s? That's what we're saying.
Sing the theme song for Duck Soup.
I don't remember a thing about that movie.
Okay. They're wacky, they're zany, and now they're diplomats. Duck Soup.
Was that Harpo the start?
That was, wait, I have to tiny, say one of the Tiny Toons there for
a second. Oh, Tiny Toons. No, I have to stop when you start ripping off a franchise.
That's not ripping off. That's the
they're
point.
They're wacky, they're zany is the same thing as they're tiny, they're toony.
We're that's on to you, point. Buddy. No, that's not the point. Don't backpedal.
You do one. That's a segment.
It is a segment.
It's kind of like how I was inspired by Paul Auster's New York trilogy. Nick was inspired by the Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
Liberally inspired.
It's the question of, like, how did someone become a small bunny?
They were born relatively recently. That's how. They didn't start as regular toonies and become like, tiny toonies.
Is the Muppet Babies universe a perpetual babyhood? I mean, I guess you could say that about any cartoon about, like, Rugrats or whatever.
No, Rugrats doesn't matter because there's not an adult Rugrats show.
There are canonical older Rugrats programs.
But post.
Right.
Whereas Muppet Babies is the premise of Muppet Babies. Hey, you know the Muppets? You want to see when back when they were babies? Or, hey, those Muppets, what if they were babies?
Muppets are already somewhat infantilized.
Right.
It's not like they're boring adults and then we need to have the fun kid version. They're already the fun kid version.
They're supposed to be tweens, right?
What?
Kermit's I think 8 a to 12. Tween?
Yeah.
They're all adults.
No, I think Sesame Street.
Sesame Street are children.
No, Miss Piggy and Kermit are like
the Muppets
fucking
are adults.
Canonically.
Yeah. Well, he's just an old soul. He developed early. He plays the banjo and he fucks.
No. They're all adults.
Yeah, the Muppets are definitely adults.
Okay, you might be right on this one.
They have jobs.
Especially the girl in the band.
Well, that's why
Janice. Well, mother, I'll go topless on the beach if I want
Janice.
To.
Janice.
Can't just say that if
Well,
it's
that's
a child.
Why they had to have Muppet babies because we don't know about that. If they had did Sesame Street babies, that would be gilding the lily.
Oh, yeah.
I think to answer
ew,
your question,
baby Elmo.
Nick.
Ew, ew, ew.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait, isn't there already a baby Elmo?
That is a thing,
Elmo?
And it's gross.
But the Sesame Street puppets were all over the map in terms of age. Elmo was obviously a child Muppet,
right.
And Snuffy was a child, but...
Snuffy was a...
he was a man.
No, Snuffy was an imaginary character in the mind
that's
of
true.
Big Bird, who was supposed to be around, like, 12.
Mm-mm, that's true.
Later, people start... seeing Snuffy eventually.
I don't acknowledge
is this
canon.
One of those like
me neither.
Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord theories?
No.
Cole, can you sing the theme song for episode 1 of Star Wars?
I couldn't. I don't I'm trying to think of a joke about that kid that is now in a psych ward somewhere.
That went about as well as Star Wars Episode 1.
That's not very nice. That poor kid.
That kid's
right?
in a psych ward. What?
Which psych
he
ward?
He had a schizophrenic breakdown. Like weeks ago.
Way to bring the show down.
Cole, you gotta sing about a movie. Which Star Wars movie do you want to sing about?
The problem is that I see these movies and I immediately forget everything about them. And I don't know people's names. I know the originals.
That's good. Use it. Do an original. Did you see The Force Awakens?
I did, but Poe and his robot are looking for the princess. She's not a princess. She's, they're looking for... What are they looking for? I don't remember. they're trying to deliver information... oh god. I saw it like 2 months ago.
Name an actor.
From the movie?
Yeah.
Oscar.
What?
Oscar De La Huerta is what I want to say, but that's not right.
That's not
Oscar
right.
Isaac.
Oscar Isaac. Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
How many actors?
It's also an option.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Hit so me with these two. Actors. We've got Oscar.
We've got
is this a segment Isaac. Called Hit Me With These Actors?
Yes. Fire away.
Well, you got Carrie Fisher.
Also, you have to do it to the melody of the Rudolph song.
You've got Kylo and Poe and Leia and Han, Luke and Rey. Gosh, am I my dad?
what's your dad like?
My dad would be totally fine if he never had to talk to another person other than my mom or the other people in our immediate family. That's how much of a social animal he is. He loves puttering around in his yard. Maintaining, collecting. You ever see that show American Pickers where yep. people collect, like, he's like that, but for scrap metal and scrap wood, things that people would call actual garbage.
But does he do anything?
He does. Like sometimes, okay. occasionally he'll do a project, like he built a fence for the dogs.
Right.
And he had all these posts that he had gathered, but then he never finished building it. I think the best metaphor for it is that when I was a kid, we had a house and he built a retaining wall for our backyard so that it wasn't just a hill. He transformed a hill into a flat yard that was held up by a stone wall. So just massive amount of effort across many summers. I went back to my childhood home and a couple years ago and drove by. Someone had filled in the hole next to the wall. And so all of those stones are buried, like, which to me is such a poetic metaphor for the futility of human existence, because all of your monuments to your own ingenuity and work will one day be covered in dirt and dust. And
wow, you really are a writer. Jesus. That's beautiful, Cole. This is a segment called Describe Someone in One Metaphor. You did a great job with your dad. I'd like you to take a turn.
I love my dad. I should just say he's not like a total loser or anything.
Nope, we heard what you had to say via metaphor.
He's funny guy. This.
Yep, cutting that
too. I love spending time with him.
Yawn. Cutting that. I want you to take a turn to your left, look at Nick Douglas, and describe Nick Douglas in one metaphor.
Nick is like a really excitable dachshund that is clamoring to get inside the house, barking and pawing at the door. And then as soon as you let him in, he's doing the same thing to get back out.
Nick, would you like a riposte?
Cole is like when you haven't been able to take a shit in a month, and then, no, there's got to be something funny to do than that. Anything, really.
Look at that dog, so you want to get back out.
What was it? Like,
he got into that metaphor, no! Now he wants back out.
No! Fuck, you just locked was it in.
That's how relieving it is to spend time with me. It's like it builds up, and then when you hang out, it's like...
It's like a nice deep shit. Sit and read a book. You shouldn't read books on the toilet, because...
You're not going to get out of this metaphor.
When you remember a book, don't you notice that you remember where you were when you were reading it and the places when you were reading it? A Clockwork Orange, I will always associate with the break room at Tim Hortons as a teenager, eating a very specific sandwich that I would get every shift for lunch. And so you don't want to associate any book with taking a shit. So don't read books on the toilet.
I want to change my metaphor for Nick.
Yep.
It's like reading a really boring book while on the toilet.
I want to hear some deep cuts about young Nick Douglas. When did you first meet Nick Douglas?
A young fedora gentleman walked into my life. I thought he was a nerd, and I went out of my way to avoid him.
Did you really?
I definitely thought you were a nerd.
Yeah. What did he look like?
Nick, and I would say I was kind of like this too, but didn't understand how to buy clothes that fit. And Nick is of small stature.
It's hard to shop small, especially when you're young.
Especially yeah. in small towns.
Yeah, totally.
Sure. And like,
there was no Uniqlo.
Nobody expects anything of you in a little town like that.
What was his color palette?
Powder blues.
Okay, that's very specific.
I think he had a powder blue blazer.
A Powder. I don't understand this blazer talk. I don't think I owned a blazer.
You'll have your chance for rebuttal.
A blazer is just a sport jacket that doesn't have matching bottoms.
I guess. Whatever you want to call it.
A blazer. That's what we want to call it. Because that's what it is.
Cole, you don't have to engage with him if you don't want to.
The interesting thing about Nick is that I had never heard of a blogger before I met Nick. He was into the blogging community and in a way that I didn't even know any of that existed.
So then this maverick comes. And
well, he had an Anil Dash sticker on his laptop, which, like, the idea...
Of his face.
I couldn't wrap my head around the idea of somebody needing a sticker for being a blogger.
It wasn't a life necessity.
The idea... No, not you needing it. Him needing to have... Like, why did he have stickers?
Have you seen his face, though? A+.
So I think I asked you what it was, and over the years of us being in college together, slowly learned about the fact that there was this growing community of people who had personalities online, like Jason Kotke, Scott Beal, and Anil Dash, and Nick Denton with Gawker. And our senior year, he was sort of plucked out of obscurity by Nick Denton to start ValleyWag. I never had met a writer in my life, let alone a blogger, or really anyone who was doing anything creative. Like, all my parents' friends were, like, factory workers and auto body shop owners.
Hey, it's pretty creative collecting that wood and stuff in the garage. I wonder if Pilot's mom is still listening.
I don't think she ever listened in the first place.
Oh, don't.
Did we have a segment for that?
My mom texted me today, and in the text it said, "You can have a hissy fit if you want, but I don't want to hear about it." Because she had made plans to come visit and then subsequently canceled them. And I've been here for 6 years. My mom's only been here twice, one of which was for my book party. She didn't come to the other book party.
That's fair.
They live like 7 hours away.
And your child's already done a book.
First of all, I'm not upset. You just canceled plans. Second of all, now I'm upset for you reacting that way.
Well, those aren't the rules either. She can't be like, oh, your emotional reaction. Nope, not going to touch it.
This is how I am the way. This is why I'm such an asshole as an adult is because this is what I was raised with. Get ready to go ballistic. I can't take Memorial Day weekend off. Since I'm part-time seasonal, no one's allowed to take it off, especially me. So have your hissy fit, but I don't want to hear it. My plan is to do 4th of July. I'm going to tell them hopefully with enough advance.
Whoa, Cole, don't go ballistic. Cole,
I just texted her back.
Whoa, Cole, you're going ballistic.
Yeah.
I said,
rein it in.
Okay, I'm not upset.
I don't feel safe anymore. Is this normal behavior for him, Nick?
This happened all the time.
He's fucking ballistic
right
now.
When we lived together.
Cole is like a dictionary that somebody dropped in the wet sand at the edge of a beach with the water just slowly lapping around it.
Is that because I have an enviable vocabulary?
It's a metaphor, man. I can't break it down
it,
any harder
is
than
it
that.
Because I'm completely useless and obsolete?
I can't break it down. It's a metaphor. That's the magic of metaphor, isn't it?
That's the magic of metaphor is you're not allowed to explain them.
Juliet is the sun. Try to explain it.
Do you guys find that as you get older, you become more attuned to your like bullshit behavior that you got from your parents?
No, I don't have any. What do you suck at that your parents also suck at?
I'm hypercritical. People I'm close to. But and only them.
Like your parents. Only those close to you.
Yeah.
Am I close enough to you where you hate things about me?
He's hypercritical of everybody.
How close do I have for you to hate things about me?
Probably spouse.
You seem pretty critical of Nick. You're not married to him.
They're so close to being married, though.
All of my... These are all funny. This is all in love, like good humor stuff.
Jason, this is all funny.
It's not like the ugliness.
Oh, shit.
All
right. I'm just rewriting my editing notes over here. This is all funny.
This is all gold.
What should I change, Cole? Even at this distance, what am I doing wrong?
With your life?
Yeah, anything. Just let me know, Cole.
I cannot think of a single thing.
He's good. He's accurate.
Now do Tim.
Same. I mean, it's only people that I know super well. And like
now, there's some lurking variables here. Is it possible that Nick is the only person here who has things that need changing? It might not be proximity.
That might be possible.
Yeah. And also, like, the things that I would criticize Nick for would pale in comparison to the things that, like, annoy me about my wife.
What annoys you about your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
Wait,
this
Jason.
Is a segment, this is a segment called Take My Wife, Please.
She is very sensitive.
Ugh, gross. Yucky. What else?
Like she needs to just wear soft clothing.
Yeah. Like that boy, his skin fell off. And have you ever seen that? The British documentary?
No.
It's about this boy whose skin perpetually falls off and he's in constant like screaming pain all day long for his whole life.
That got less funny.
No, my notes here say this is all funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very sensitive. She is far less discriminating with the way that she spends money than I am. None of this is saying negative.
Everyone is.
Yeah, everyone is. I bought candy today for myself.
That's splurgy.
Yeah. My wife is a wonderful person in so many ways.
Ugh, yuck. I know, right?
And she inspires me and all of that.
We didn't ask for your wedding vows.
But, you know, like, it's that narcissism of small differences thing where the closer they are to you and your type of personality, the tiny little things really jump out, the tiny little differences.
I think we gotta get back to the meat and potatoes of this act.
Deep cuts.
You promised us embarrassing stories about young Nick.
Can I just say, I mean, there are things about my past that I wouldn't want you talking about on this podcast. Are there things about your college experience that you would not want me to talk about?
How about you start telling us them, and then if Nick objects, Nick will raise a hand.
Go with the one you think will be the most objectionable, and we'll see how far we get into it until you pull the plug.
Oh, yeah. Start with the most objectionable.
I know that Nick would occasionally meet women on the internet in the neighboring towns.
Yes.
How did you find these neighboring women?
Craigslist.
Wait, hang on.
MySpace.
I thought you were doing like...
Was one Craigslist? I believe
W4M.
Why specifically the neighboring towns?
Well,
that's where I can get to. Oh, I mean, we went to a Christian college.
Right.
Is the other thing. Like, nobody fucked. Except, like, people who weren't like us.
That's true.
Well, the people who fucked weren't like us. Or they were...
Or they were just doing it guiltily and secretly.
Yeah, I mean, and also I had negative game.
So Nick did have a fedora in college, which I think is an important detail.
Multiple.
That's very important. Yeah.
It was sort of
the
scabbing
era. This was long
before
the idea of a fedora became a codified part of, like, the nerd's outfit.
Were you big into ska music?
And, you know, you see nerds today.
No, but that is how I dress.
And they've got, like, the flame shirt and the cargo shorts and the fedora
bowling
and the sandals
shoes.
With socks.
Where are these
But,
people?
Like... Nick was actually dressing like an extra from a movie from the 40s. He had like he would wear like a full suit with his fedora.
I don't. You're mixing me up with Rich Ernst.
You weren't typically wearing like a fedora and a t-shirt.
Probably not.
I don't think you really wore a lot of t-shirts.
I didn't have t-shirts
because your ironic nerd t-shirt phase would come later.
Yeah, San Francisco.
What's that company called?
Threadless.
Threadless.
Yeah. Has anyone in this room ever had a t-shirt that read, "Who farted?"
Did anyone have the Communist Party t-shirt?
Out the
we all escaped.
Was that like the busted, the top seller at Busted Tees?
Yeah, Communist Party was like the, I can't remember if it was Threadless or Busted, but it was just, if you search Communist Party now on Google image search,
please
it's
do.
Just that shirt.
Everyone turn off the podcast and do that. Don't bother coming back. Have fun. Research some t-shirts. See you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye. My kids will ask me about the